In Wisconsin and elsewhere, money intended for energy conservation programs is instead going for other government expenses, like prisons and roads. That's because many states had big deficits. California was desperate for dollars, but resisted the temptation to raid its public energy conservation fund. The money paid off, according to a representative of the American Council for an Energy Efficient Economy. Dan York says energy savings helped California when that state was starved for power.
System-wide, they were able to save 6% for that summer where things were really dicey. And if they hadn't had that energy efficiency resource in place, the economic impacts of rolling blackouts would have been severe.
Not everyone agrees that efficiency savings are worth the cost of implementing changes designed to use less energy. A representative from the low-energy lighting company Orion Systems says if Wisconsin had stricter building codes, it would force commercial business to save power. But Mike Potts says there would be resistance from contractors and electrical designers.
Why is change hard? Change is hard for anyone. Energy efficiency is no different.
Wisconsin's program to encourage energy conservation was reduced by $47 million last budget. Most of the money for focus on energy comes from utility ratepayers. Customers are billed a couple cents every month to promote new energy sources and come up with ways to use less power from old sources. Wisconsin's power needs are estimated to grow at least 2% each year. New power plants, along with transmission lines, are in the works. Renewable sources like wind, water, and manure now provide only 5% of the state's total power. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.